language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答。
From BBC Learning English.
Hi, BBC. I liked your question and answer program. I have a question too. Americans use different words from the British, such as eggplant and aubergine, or fall and autumn. Could you make a summary? Thanks.
大家好，我是杨丽。今天我将继续回答 Simon 的问题，介绍美式英语和英式英语中的一些不同的用词。前两集我们谈了一和十，这一集呢，我们来谈谈住。
Today we'll take a look at items around the house. My guest speaker is Yvonne Archer. She used to live in the States, but now lives in the UK. So where does she live, and how convenient is her location?Listen and see if you can pick up the American English words she uses.
Okay, I have an apartment rather than a condominium in North London, because it's in a house. So I'm in the ground floor apartment and I get to keep the front yard, which has a few flowers in it. And I also have my bedroom next to the backyard, so I can hear the birds singing and the squirrels play on it. I can see them all. So that's cute. I think I have a pretty good zip code, really, because I'm just a hop and a skip away from downtown. So it doesn't take me long to get down there.
Yvonne 说她住在北伦敦一所洋房内的小公寓，距离市中心不远，所以很方便。
I'd like to draw your attention to some words that she used. Apartment, yard, zip code, and downtown. When you translate them into British English, they become flats, garden, postcode, and city center.
另一个短语是 a hop and a skip away, 距离市中心只有几步路。
Next, she describes the inside of her flat.
I have a tiny silver mailbox, and the postmen drop all my mail in there, and I'm quite attached to it because my dad, he put it there for me, so it's quite cute.
美国英语把信箱、邮箱称为 mailbox. In British English, it is letterbox.
The other thing is my bathroom is so tiny. It's compact, you know, it's bijou.So, it's a miniature-sized bath, so it's a good thing that I'm under 5'4".
You are very slim.
So, it's a small tub, and I like to take a nice, deep, warm bubble bath, because in the fall and the spring, I still find that it's quite cool here, so it warms me up. Yeah, in the bathroom, I love to have everything white. All my linens are white, white towels, white bathrobe, white bath mats, white suite. Everything is white in there.
Wow, everything is white, nice and clean. But did you catch the word tub? What is a tub?
浴盆、澡盆。
Well, that would be bath in British English. She also refers to 秋天 as fall.
英式英语呢则是 autumn.
I wonder which word you would normally use. Well, I tend to use fall when I'm in America and autumn in Britain. As the saying goes, do as the Romans do.
下面我们听听 Yvonne 的厨房有什么特点。
Now, let's skip around to my kitchen, my kitchenette, because it's that tiny. It's like a kitchen recess. It's so small that you can't even put...a garbage can in there.
Right.
So I have to be real creative about my apartment.
Yvonne's kitchen is tiny.
小厨房 kitchenette.
It's so small that she can't fit a garbage can in there.
Garbage can, 垃圾箱。英国人使用另一个词 rubbish bin, 垃圾箱。
Next, Yvonne showed me a picture of her bedroom.
I used to have a blue wall right here, but I decided to paint it out so it's all white and cream and really calm and relaxing, and wood. I have nice color woods in here, and this is my favorite piece, this one. This is my nightstand. It's tiny, and it's a funny shape. It's supposed to be a chick, a little chicken. My grandfather actually made it for me before he died, so that's real special for me. This is my new comforter set. I don't know if you like it, but it's satin.
It's beautiful. So
it feels, yeah, sure. It feels a bit luxurious for me.
Yvonne's favorite piece is a handmade nightstand. 这个词的意思呢是床头柜 nightstand. Do British people use this word? No. They would say bedside table instead. 英国人称床头柜为 bedside table.How about the phrase comforter set? 这就是指呢成套的床上用品。In British English, it is called quilt set. Well, now let's have a recap of the American English words we have covered. 院子花园
Yard
Garden 公寓
Apartment
Flat 邮政编码
Zip code,
postcode, 市中心
downtown,
city center, 信箱
mailbox,
letterbox, 垃圾箱
garbage can,
rubbish bin, 浴缸澡盆
tub,
bath, 秋天
Fall,
autumn, 床头桌床头柜
nightstand,
bedside table, 成套的床上用品
comforter set,
quilt set. Well done, everyone. Good effort. Hope you have enjoyed it. 衣食住行我们已经谈了三个，下期节目我们将探讨的是户外活动。Well, if you have a question, just drop us an email to questions.elt@bbc.co.uk. 谢谢收听，我是杨丽，我们下次节目再会。